This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Bureau of Investigative Journalism, or BIJ, reported this week that the U.S. and Britain have launched almost 1,200 drone strikes in Afghanistan, Libya, and Iraq over the past 5 years. Previous reports confirm strikes in Yemen and Somalia and estimate almost 900 civilian deaths as a result of drone strikes in Pakistan. While the Obama administration has publicly defended the legality and ethics of using unmanned aerial vehicles in the war on Al-Qaeda, the government is largely secret about its drone program. Piloted from thousands of miles away, drones fly reconnaissance and bombing missions over places few of us have ever seen or even imagined. A new website created by the artist James Bridle posts aerial photos of sites that were hit by U.S. drone strikes, adding concrete imagery to what some call video game weaponry. James Bridle, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So where do you get the information on where these drone strikes occur?
You've already mentioned it, in fact. The Bureau of Investigative Journalism does an extraordinary job of collating information from news reports and from eyewitnesses on the ground after these things have happened. So I go back and I look through their records, and I double-check their sources as well in order to be able to track down as close as possible the locations where these are occurring.
And then you find these locations from Google Earth and post them. Now, I want to be clear, we're not getting a post-explosion photo because Google Earth photos have been taken over previous years. So what are we seeing, James?
Well, what you're seeing is the landscapes of these battlefields, essentially. It's very strange to me that we hear a lot about these places on the news. Or in fact, sometimes we don't hear very much about them at all. But we very rarely see them. They take place in locations that pretty much none of us have visited, and very few of us are likely to. And in fact, no journalists visit there, and in fact, no kind of troops visit there at all. These are landscapes that are kind of only accessible to the military via these kind of robotic planes. But there are people there, and there are houses there, and there are roads, and there are schools, and there's all this kind of stuff. But it's a battlefield that we don't see, and we don't think very much about that because we're so used to kind of 24/7 television and newspaper coverage.
Yeah, we can discern cars, buildings, outbuildings, pictures, of course, taken from high above the earth, with the odd effect of making them appear a little flat and abstract. And I was thinking, looking at them, you could be a passenger in a drone if there were such a thing. Is that where you're aiming for, the look of what one would see if one were in one?
Yeah, I mean, the aesthetic of these things is very much the kind of the drone's eye view of this landscape. I think that's a shame in one sense because I am trying to bring these things closer. Mm-hmm. I am trying to make them distinctly more visible. And, of course, there is always a distancing effect by a kind of aerial shot of this nature. If in some cases, locals have taken more up-to-date pictures of these places, and you can go onto the internet and see them. But this is kind of as close as it's possible to get, really, from a distance. But I think that's quite important and key as well. We're not being shown these places, but we do have the technology to access them to some extent.
Mm. Dronestagram has been up for a few months, but this is not your first project looking at drone warfare. I was looking at a previous project called Drone Shadows, where you traced out the shadows, like a silhouette of a drone on the ground, in parking lots and on streets. I'm wondering, James, what is it about drones that your work is exploring?
My work has always explored the kind of strange intersections of technology and culture. So I used to be a publisher, and from then I was exploring why literature has changed by coming into contact with ebooks and the internet. And from there, it's become a wider exploration of how all of culture is changed by its encounter with technology and the network. For me, drones stand quite specifically for the kind of the very distant reach of the network. They're this kind of disembodied technology, or they're very much embodied, but distanced from us. So they allow us to reach out and see and act at this kind of incredible distance, just as the network does. But unlike a lot of the kind of social tools that we use every day, it doesn't feel like it's bringing us closer together. In fact, in this case, it's being used to kind of obfuscate and conceal. So Dronestagram is intended to kind of bridge that gap, basically, to bring together those two technologies, the same technology which is being used both to conceal and to bring together and to show them both. And the Drone Shadows project is quite similar in many ways. because it struck me that I'd certainly never seen a drone in real life. I'd never stood in front of one. And when I started thinking about it, I had no real way of visualizing it. I had no idea how big it really was. So the project started very simply as sketching one of these things out in order to understand its size and therefore to be able to think about it more clearly.
Hmm. I'm looking at Dronestagram now. Here's one entry from October 23rd, 2012 at 5:27 p.m. in Yemen. Four killed. An evening strike on a car killed at least four alleged al-Qaeda members in the Marib province, several miles outside Marib city, sources reported. And then, you know, they talk about the bodies blown to pieces, not identified. You have several different sources here, references of the Associated Press, AFP, Reuters, Yemen Post, Long War Journal, Xinhua. Now, you're an artist, but also serving, I think, as a reporter in a sense. Looking at these several sources that you reference, you must check these things out. Are you prepared to be in that position, James, to be looked at as, you know, sort of an authority on drones?
I wouldn't call myself an authority on drones in any way, but I mean, I've certainly been interested in this area for some time, so I've learned a huge amount. And this work sits atop a huge amount of other work done by professional journalists. Who are far more skilled at the investigatory portion of this than I am. But what I am, I guess, interested in is how we tell these stories in the language of the network. At a time when, you know, we're bombarded with kind of news stories that are very easy to kind of gloss over and ignore, we spend all our time in kind of other places, in places like Instagram and on Twitter and on Tumblr, these social networks, which portray, you know, our personal reality, our social reality, the reality of our friends. So trying to speak about current events, about what I consider to be important events in those spaces and in the language of the network itself, I think is a kind of a writerly and an artistic task that's very closely tied to journalism.
James Bridle, I want to thank you for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The artist James Bridle, he blogs at The New Aesthetic and Book2.org. And we do have a link to his Dronestagram Tumblr to see Google Earth images of sites targeted by drone strikes, as well as the IBJ project reporting on drone strikes. There's plenty of information there. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org and also on Facebook and Twitter.